Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Brachas Daf Chof Vov. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Our Shiur begins today 9 lines from the top of Daf Chof Vov. We begin with a quote from the Mishnah, which was back on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. Kamo yarchik mehem umin hatsoyo arba amos. How much must one distance himself from urine and from feces in order to say kriyashma, a distance of 4 amos? Omar Rovo, Omar of Schoiro, Omar of Huna, lo shanu elo la'acho Rov. This distance of 4 amos is sufficient only if you're dealing with the substance, whether it's urine or the feces, being in back of you, 4 amos. Avo lefonov, if the positioning is such that the filthy substance is in front of you, then the distance of 4 amos is not sufficient. Marchik maloi einov. You would have to distance yourself as far as the eye can see. V'chein l'tfila. And likewise for davening Shemona Esrei. The Gemara asks, Eini v'ho Omar Rafrom bar Popo, Omar Rav Chista, Omeid Odom keneged beis hakiseh umispalel. A person can stand at a distance of 4 amos, and it is in front of him. Rashi points out, keneged beis hakiseh berichuk 4 amos, and daven. So here you're with it, you're 4 amos, and it's much less than malo enov. The Gemara answers, and you'll notice the double underlining are stages in attempting to resolve these differences. So hocha b'mayaskinon, the din of Rav Chista that 4 amos is sufficient. Bebeis hakisei she'ein boi tsoya. We're talking about a bathroom area, a relief area, that they removed the tsoa from that area. Just to remind you, for those who are tuning in for the first time on this daf, when the Shas talks about a bathroom area, we're talking about a surface relief area, as opposed to indoor dug out depth plumbing, a surface area of an outdoor nature which was fenced in or walled off, behind which people would relieve their solid waste. So the din of Rav Chista that says you can stand in front of it at a distance of 4 amos is that the waste, the feces, have been removed. The Gemara asks, Eini v'homer of Yosef bar Chanina, beis hakiseh she'amru afal pi she'ein boi tsoya, ubeis ha'merchatz she'amru afal pi she'ein boi odom. According to this, where it says even if there is no tsoa, so that everything we have been saying till now of distancing yourself even malo einov would apply even if there is no tsoa, no waste there. So you can't say that the din of Rav Chista is talking about where there is no tsoa, because we see that even if there is no tsoa, the same laws of distancing will apply. And as we said earlier, if it's in front of you, then it has to be even malo einov. So under what circumstances is Rav Chista's halacha applying? Ela hocha b'may askinon, the din of Rav Chista, b'chadati, a new area. So that it's a new beis hakiseh, according to what we have said, if you stand if it's 4 amos in front of you, then it's okay. The Gemara asks, v'ha miboya le l'ravina, but the question had once occurred to Ravina, his mimu le beis hakiseh mahu. if the hizminu is the assigning of an area, the dedicating or assigning, we call hazmona. We've had sugyas before about this idea of designating something for some purpose. Here, he's designated an area as a basic kisei, mahu, yesh zimun o ein zimun. Does zimun take hold or not? So that how can the question be raised if it's so certain that if it's a new area? So the answer is that, well, it's you have to consider it as if it's a basic kisei and distance yourself for amos. So what's Ravina asking a question about something that's already been established? The Gemara answers no. Ki kome boya lele Ravina, what's bothering or what's preoccupying Ravina in his question is lemekam ole lutzliye begavei avol kinegdo lo. Ravina is asking, does dedication take hold or not? And on the side that it does not take hold, his question is with regard to davening, to praying in the area. Begavei means in the area itself, not the issue of four amos distance. So that we can summarize that Rav Chisto's din, that four amos distance is sufficient if you're dealing with a new unused facility. If you call that hazmona, then fine, so be it. But that's Rav Chisto's din. Ravina was asking that in assuming that hazmona takes hold, which it seems to take hold, that's as far as distancing yourself for amos. What about standing inside that area that was designated? So that, we don't see an answer to that particular question over here. But if you say that designation takes place, i.e. a new one, that's what Rav Chisto was talking about, and that it seems that designation does take place, at least to cause one to stay at a 4 amah distance, and he does not have to be malo einov. Ravino wanted to take that a bit further and say, does the designation of an area take hold to the extent that I cannot daven inside that area, or maybe I can daven even, I can even still daven inside? And the malo einov halacha applies to a facility that was already used. And it seems from the Gemara, the stringency of malo einov applies even if the tsoa has been removed, but it's a facility that was already used. Omar Rava, Hani bote kise kisoi de parsoi. Rava says the base hakise of the Persians, which we should, as Rashi explains, and let's look at Rashi together. De parsoi, bechafirohoyu, they were dug out, as opposed to the standard base hakise of the Shas, which was a surface fenced off area. This is a hole, a pit that was dug. Upihem berichuk min haguma. The entrance to the hole was at a distance from the bottom, the pit. And how do you come to that? Vehu b'shipua. It's because the hole was dug at an angle, so that the opening over here is removed on a vertical basis, is far away from where the actual end of the hole is. The horei mizgalgel v'nofel l'guma, and the rei, the feces, the waste rolls down this diagonal type chute, and eventually lands in the hole at a distance below. So the Gemara says that Rava says that these parsoi basic kiseis afagav de is behut soa, even if there is soa in them, meaning at the bottom of the hole, kistumin domu, it's as if they're sealed, so that the restrictions of a standard base hakisei would not apply. Now, halacha lemaisa, how far would we go with regard to the base hakisei parsoi? That is something that the Gemara doesn't mention explicitly, but if you say it's like it's sealed up, so your mind could wander and imagine that you could conceivably daven certainly within the vicinity of the entrance hole itself. But as we've said on numerous occasions with regard to the Gemara markings Daf Yomi Shir, it is not our intent to deal with the realm of halacha lamaisa, practical application of halacha. The Mishnah. Zav shiro'a keri, v'nido shepolta shichva zera, v'hameshameshes shiro'a so nido. These are three tumah examples that we have learned in the past, and here is the Mishnah, whereas in the past this was quoted as part of a discussion. Here is the source. What's common to these three examples of tumah is the presence or the appearance of keri. Keri is the male semen emission. And with regard to keri and keri alone, we have learned in the past concerning Takonas Ezra, the necessity for one to immerse himself in a mikveh in anticipation of Torah study. Torah study, prayer, reciting of psukim, and those related matters. So these three people, in addition to their experience in keri, they have other tumah issues. And those other tumah issues are not solved by an immediate tumah or a mikveh immersion, but rather by the passage of 7 days and a mikveh immersion as well. But here, our focus is on the need for immersion because of what's called Tevilas Ezra, because these people are going to be interested in Torah study or prayer-related matters. So you have a zav, who's a type, it's a male. He's a male with a zav emission, which causes him to be tomei for 7 days. He happened to also see keri in the midst of those 7 days. Anido is a woman that has her menstrual release cycle, and she's tomei for 7 days, and she emits zera, male semen, as a result of having had relations before her becoming a nida. But right now, she is a nida before the zera came out of her. And a woman who releases zera, who releases the male seed, the semen, becomes also a balkeri, or the dinim of a balkeri apply. And hameshameshes shuasa nida, this is a woman who was experiencing intimacy, and after that, a nida, or as she was experiencing that, the nida flow started. So it says in this source, Tzrichin Tvila, they require Tvila, even though the Tvila is not going to metahir them, but it enables them to Torah, to learn Torah. V'Rebbe Yehuda Poter, Rebbe Yehuda exempts. Rebbe Yehuda being of the opinion that if the immersion is not going to metahir them, so what's the point of going to the mikveh? Let us look at the Rashi, Rebbe Yehuda Poter, Kosalka Daito Hashtodi, thinking right now is Hoyov Yomedis Ziva Hoyov Tumas Ziva Kedemes. The thinking is right now that since the Ziva Tuma set in first, Vare Hu Tome Tuma Hamura, and that's a Tuma of stringency, meaning 7 days, the Eno Osarto Bidivre Torah Knamrina Birkin, and Ziva does not prevent a person from Torah study, was never ruled upon in that light. As it says in our Perek, HaZovim Tzorim Mutorin, the Zovim and Mitzorim are Mutor in Torah study. Su lo asya tumas keri v'kila v'osra le. Once that happens, once they've already become tumeim as a result of tuma chamura, then the lighter form of tuma known as keri, which is it's considered a one-day tuma, which is lighter, is not going to come and aser them. In other words, if the heavy tumah that's set in first, which we know does not prevent them from Torah study, so Rabbi Yehuda reasons that the lighter form of tumah known as keri isn't going to now be that which is responsible for asering them in Torah. That, as Rashi says, is the havamina right now. the Gemara. The Gemara opens with a question that lasts a couple of lines, hence we used a long question marking. You see the encircled, the shin that's encircled with a descending vertical dashed line, indicating that all of the lines of Gemara opposite this are part of the question. In this case, five lines. Ibaya loho, bal keri shiro ziva, le Rebbe Yehuda mahu. This is a person who first became a bal keri, and then, before he did anything, he then became a zav. According to Rebbe Yehuda, what would his din be? Would there be any sense in having him go to the mikveh? Ki potar Rebbe Yehuda hasam. Could it be? This is Aleph. You can see we've noted Aleph as the first side of a question with two sides to it, the second side being introduced with the expression Oy Dilmos, squiggle underline a few lines later, and then a base. So the first side of the question says as follows: Ki potar Rebbe Yehuda hasam bezav shiro keri. In the Mishnah, where we saw Rebbe Yehuda exempting from the mikveh need for learning Torah, is in a case where he was first a zav and then became a bal keri, the meikor lav bar tvi lahu. He started off as a zav, which is someone that's not, doesn't lend himself to tvila. He's not associated with tvila because he's a 7-day tomei person, so the tvila would initially have no effect, and therefore, his becoming a bal keri, as we saw the logic in Rashi, it wouldn't make sense that now, because he becomes this lighter form of tumah, we should all of a sudden impose a tevila on him. Avo bal keri shiroziva, but someone who the order of events was reversed. First, he was a bal keri. Demeikora bar tevilahu mechayev. Initially, if he were just a bal keri, so it could be that Rebbe Yehuda would have imposed, at that point, Rebbe Yehuda would have imposed the need for mikveh, for Torah study, and in fact, we can add that as a bal keri alone, the mikveh would have been successful or a significant, even as far as the taro process is concerned. So once mikveh becomes necessary, so the fact that later he becomes a zav wouldn't remove the mikveh need. Oy Dilma Loishna, or maybe as far as Rebbe Yehuda is concerned, we don't place any emphasis on the fact that initially he was his mikveh was relevant to him, but rather we look at the way things are right now, and since the mikveh is not going to mitire him, so we don't expect him to go to the mikveh even for Divrei Torah, even though he started off as having mikveh relevance. So the question is asked. Toshma, let's see if we can answer it. Hamashameshes v'rasa nido tzrichot tvila Rebbe Yehuda poter. This was the third example found in our Mishnah. And this, in fact, was an example of someone who started off as being relevant to the mikveh, the mishameshes, the woman who was engaged in intimacy, and she was in contact with the keri, and then later she became a nidah. And regarding that case, Rebbe Yehuda exempts even that case. For ha mishameshes v'rasa nidah kebal keri shiro ziva damya. This case of Mishameshes v'rasa nidah, which Rebbe Yehuda exempts, is parallel to the case that the Gemara was asking about, namely a bal keri that became a zav. In other words, the Mishameshes is parallel to bal keri, and the nidah of the woman is parallel to the case of the zav, the ziva of the man, and the kopota Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda exempts from the need for mikveh for that kind of person. Shema mino, this is conclusive. Tony Rebbe Chiyah Behedyo. Rebbe Chiyah, who was the author of Tanaic sources, he was the author of Brises, he actually has this explicitly in one of his sources, and which reads, Bal keri shiro ziva sorach tvila Rebbe Yehuda poter. We dashed underline Rebbe Yehuda poter because this was the gist or the heart of the question that opened up this particular section. And you'll notice that we dashed underline Rebbe Yehuda's name at the second line of the question before as well. So Rebbe Chiyah's source resolves the question that the Gemara had asked. as well. That concludes the third perek of Maseches Brachos. We now continue with perek Tfilas HaShachar, the fourth perek. As we glance quickly at the Mishnah, we notice a series of triangles around HaShachar, Mincha, HaErev, and Musafim. These are the names of the different Shmona Esrays that can occur on a given day. And on the side of the Gemara D'Or Nosei Mivneh heading, we have noted the triangle, Zmanim L'chol Echod Mitfilos Hayom, the times allotted to each one of the Shmona Esrays of a given day. So the Mishnah, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shos. We've noted the Mishnah with a Roman numeral number 1, and an Aleph and Beis indicating that the Roman number 1 is the first tefillah featured, and Aleph and Beis represents the two opinions. So one opinion says till Chatzos, and Rabbi Yehuda says till the fourth hour of the day. And when we speak about hours of the day, as we go through these and many other sugyas that are like this, we use what we call the perfect day. The perfect day meaning 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night. The balanced day, if you prefer. So that the hours of day time would be from the beginning of day is 6 a.m. 6 to 7 is 1 hour. 7 to 8, the second hour. 8 to 9, the third hour. There's a third hour of the day ending at 9, and 9 to 10, the fourth hour. Tfilas HaMincha, the second tefillah mentioned in the Mishnah, Ad Ho'erev, the Aleph indicates that a Machlokas is coming up, so that's the first opinion, which would mean until 6 p.m., means that until sundown. Rabbi Yehuda, the second opinion says, Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. Now the term Plag HaMincha is something that we're going to leave for the Gemara to delve into later on. Rashi, in fact, says "Bigemara meforishla." But just ahead of time, we can note that the word "plag" means half, the half of the mincha. But we haven't explained anything yet. Tfilas ha'erev ein lo keva. This is the third tefillah mentioned in the Mishnah. We call the Arvis tefillah or Myriv. Has ein lo keva, an interesting expression which for our purposes will mean all night, and why this particular language was used when it just could have said kol halayla, this the Gemara will discuss. And the fourth tefillah mentioned is Mishel Musafin kol hayom. Musaf is something that we experience on special days like Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tovim. These are days where in the times of the Beis Hamikdash an extra korban was offered. Musaf literally means something added. An added korban was offered. So when the Musaf davening is prayed, it says in the Mishnah all day, and there's in parentheses something that most texts leave out of the Mishnah, but there is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's at least be aware that he has a Shita that it goes Ad Sheva Shos, until the seventh hour of the day. Verominhu. We now raise what appears to be a contradiction to our Mishnah. It says, Mitzvosu im ha'netzachamo, the mitzvah of Kriyashma is together with the rising of the sun. In other words, the completion of Kriyashma is at the moment the sun rises. Kadesh Yismoch Gula Litfila, the Nimsa Mispalo Bayom. And the emphasis here is on Tfila, where it comes out that the Tfila will be Bayom with the rising of the sun. So it comes out that Tfila Sashachar is immediately after the sunrise, or immediately with the sunrise. So not like the Mishnah that says until midday, until fourth hour. The Gemara says, no, this isn't a contradiction. What's featured in this Tanakh source represents another school of thought. Ki tanyo hahi levosikin. This Tanakh source represents the approach of the Vosikin. These are people that were very meticulous in their performance of mitzvahs, and they would hurry to perform a mitzvah as early as possible. And Rashi says, "Hamakdimim lemitzvos, u'mechazon la'aseh dover bizmanu mitzvosoi, makdimim la'achar hanetzacham lispalel." They were people, as we say, very diligent, meticulous individuals in their performance of mitzvahs, and wanted to do it as early as possible, in the earliest possible time. When you talk about the earliest desired time is with the rising of the sun. And Rashi goes on to say, "V'chitna b'masnisen la me'achrin." The Mishnah speaks about those that delay. Shelo ya'acher yoyser mechatzos shemisham be'elich over hazman. That one should, if one is of a delaying nature, all the Mishnah is saying, don't delay beyond midday, according to the Tanakhama. So that there isn't a contradiction, but rather there are different approaches mentioned. The source that the Gemara quotes of mitzvosim and etzachama, that's a reference to those who want to do things as early as possible. And the Mishnah refers to people who are conduct themselves thusly, and we're interested in how late can you go. And Gemara points out that the Vosikin idea is elaborated on by Rabbi Yochanan. Vosikin hoyu gomerosa im honetzachama. The Vosikin would complete their Kriya Shema together with the rising of the sun, and at that point start their Shemona Esrei. The Gemara asks another question, and we have a topic heading here, the Nosei, which reads, Ad Mosai Mispal Shacharis, until when can one say the Shacharis Shmona Esrei? So the Gemara asks, V'kuli Almo Ad Chatzos V'sulo, is it something that we can say everyone would agree that Shacharis goes only till midday, till Chatzos? V'omar Rav Mori, Brei de Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Yirmiyo Bar Abba, Omar Rav Yochanan, Ta'a V'lo Hispalel Arvis Mispalel B'Shacharis Shtayim. Shacharis, if a person erred and he did not daven arvis, so there's a makeup tefillah. He davens two shacharis shmon esreis, the first one being the formal shacharis, and the second one the makeup for the arvis that he missed. And here we become more interested. It says shacharis mispalel mincha shtayim. He's going to daven two mincha shmon esreis. The second one, the makeup for the Shacharis. So this is after Chatzos. Mincha is something, the Mincha davening starts after midday. So, and yet he's in effect doing a Shacharis Shmon Esrei after midday. So you see that Shacharis is not limited to midday. The Gemara answers, and maybe before we go on with the answer, we should just point out that we've instituted a new marking, the crown shape around the word Ta. These are mikrim she to'o velo hispalel mahu sheyashlim tfiloso. Cases where he didn't daven, and we're going to see a number of these cases, and we also have an indication that this will go till Amud Beis. We've used these markings on Amud Beis as well, all kinds of different cases where a person missed a particular Shmona Esrei. So the marking has relevance to create a sense of a list of cases like that. But for our discussion, we see is in example number two of someone who missed Shacharis. He davens two Mincha Shmona Esreis, getting credit for Shacharis as well, which is beyond midday. The Gemara answers, Kula Yoimu Maxli V'Oziel. In fact, you can daven all day. You have all day to daven. However, ad chatzos yavi le schar tefila b'zmana, until midday, you get rewarded for having davened on time. Mikan ve'elich schar tefila yavi le schar tefila b'zmana lo yavi le. Beyond midday, you get reward for having davened, but you don't get reward for having davened on time. So the Mishnah, which said ad chatzos, was dealing with the Mishnah, and we should say the entire Mishnah was dealing with the times for davening and getting credit for davening on time. Ibayalaho, a question is raised. This question will last a couple of lines, and we've used a long question marking to indicate the length of it, the shin that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and the descending dashed line. Four lines of question. Ta'a velo hispalel mincha. Mahu shi yispalel arvis shnayim. Person missed the mincha shmon esrei. It's noteworthy that the Jewish day, in most areas of halacha, outside of the realm of korbanos, is established as beginning from the night, ending the next day at sundown. So here's someone that did not daven mincha, well, the last prayer of the day. Should he daven, or can he daven two arvis shmon esreis, as one of them, the second one being a makeup? In tinsa loimar, and by the way, this example of this is an example that we're marking off also with a crown form, because it's just another one of those examples of someone missing a davening. So, in tinsa loimar tov lo espalo arvis mispalo shachru shtayim, if you say that, well, we see there is makeup in the case of one missing arvis, he can daven two shmona esreis shachris, that doesn't necessarily conclude our issue, because mishum dechad yoimahu dechtiv ayerev ayboker yom echad, it's all part of the same day, so that it might be that you that the shmona esrei is within a one unit of day, within one given day, so you have a makeup possibility. Aval hocha tefila b'mokom korban hi. But here, with regard to the mincha that he missed, and his intent is to make up during the arvis, and we know that the Shmona Esreis, this will be discussed later in the Gemara, but for the time being, we're going to just lay down a maskona, and that is that the tfilos are in honor of sacrifices. They're instead of sacrifices. We don't have a base hamikdash, so we use our shmona esreis based on the pasuk. Because we use the shmona esreis as an opportunity to fulfill the offering of korbanos. And that's what the Gemara means here when it says tefila b'mokum korban hi. The kevan to ovar yoimoi boto korbano. Korbanos were designated on a daily basis, and when that day passes and you didn't offer the korban, that's it. You can't make it up. So in this case, he missed the mincha of that given day, which is keneged the afternoon korban. When arvis comes around, it's already a new day, so you can't make it up. Based on the concept of ovar yoma, when the day passes, batel korbano, the sacrifice is now voided, or the chance for offering is voided. Oy Dilma, or with regard to the following, prayers are different. Came with the tsloisa rachamihi, since the nature of shmoina esreis of davening is to arouse the heavenly compassion. Kol emas deboi matzli vazel. Well, whenever you need heavenly mercy, so just pray, so that even though there's a gap of time or a transition of time, but we don't say there's a transition of the need for mercy. And therefore, if you missed mincha, so daven a makeup shmon esrei during arvis. Toshma. So now we try to resolve the question. Diom rav huna bar yudom mar rav yitzchok mar rav yochanan to velo hispalel mincha mispalel arvis shnayim. If you missed mincha, it's our case. He missed mincha, daven two arvis shmon esreis, v'ein bozeh mishum dover yomu bota korbono. And regarding this, we will not say that with the passage of the day, he loses his chance for offering the sacrifice, which may be a concept with that's true regarding sacrifices, but not regarding the missing of a shmon esrei. Meisvei, we raise a question. From here, it will seem from the following source that we're going to read, it will seem that there is no makeup. The source says, quotes a pasuk, "Meuvas lo yuchal liskoin, v'chisaron lo yuchal lehimanos." And we go over this. Meuvas is an error, an aberration. Lo yuchal liskoin cannot be fixed. Zeh shebitel kriyashma shel arvis, kriyashma shel shachris. This is someone who did not say the evening or the morning kriyashma oy tefila shel arvis. Oh, tefila shel shachris, or he missed. He was mevatel. He did not fulfill a an arvis davening or a morning davening, that already is the problem. You see, there is lo yuchaliskan, which we dashed underline, and we also dashed underline the word tefillah. So you can't make up tefillah. It says right here, v'chisor lo yuchalimonos. This is the second part of the pasuk. It says zeh shenimnu chaver l'var mitzvah v'lo nimneimayim. This represents someone whose friends joined together in a mitzvah performance, and he didn't join with them. So he loses out. That's what chisoron. You missed out. Lo yuchalimonos. You can't. You can't join up anymore. You can't get credit and join up anymore. The point is, once again, in this source you see, missing a tefillah, no makeup. So how can you teach us just before that if a person misses a tefillah, well, he can always make it up in the next time period. Omer Yitzchok, Omer Yochanan. He comes to resolve the question and says, Hocha b'mayaskino shebitel b'mezid. This source is referring to someone who knowingly missed, skipped out on a davening, knowingly, with intention, intentionally did not daven. Okay, if someone intentionally did not daven, so we don't let you make it up. Omer Avashi, Daiko Nami, by careful reading of the source, you can see that that is the point. Ikotoni bitel, velokotoni ta. It says in this source, bitel, which indicates an active decision to to cancel or to void something. In this case, an intentional decision not to daven. That's bitel. It doesn't say ta. Ta indicates an error, a mistake, as opposed to something premeditated, something that happened as a result of extenuating circumstances or forgetfulness, and that does have makeup. So hence we have a distinction, Shema Mino. With that we prove our point that the original halacha remains intact. By the way, it's interesting to note, by way of names, that the source of information of Tov, Elo Ispalel, Mincha Ispalel Arvishtayim, was brought by, with a series of names, the end of the names involved, Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yochanan. And here, in resolving the question that was actually asked on him, in fact, is Rabbi Yitzchok Om Rabbi Yochanan. So that after bringing in the point and the question being raised against him, so these names are the same names that answer the question. We turn to Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. We open up with a Tanaic source that lasts a number of lines. You can see it's all framed, and to the side we see the topic heading, Tov lo ispala mincha b'Shabbos. He missed the mincha of Shabbos, the opening section after you say Hokel HaKadosh, you would say Ato Echad v'Shimcha Echad, for those who are familiar with the mincha text, mincha of Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan. Ta'a v'lo ispal mincha be'erev Shabbos. Here we should correct ourselves in our opening example. Our example is relevant to the second example here, but the opening example here is regards erev Shabbos, the weekday Shmon Esrei, he missed it. And what about a makeup? So it says Mispalo Beleil Shabbos Shtayim of Shabbos on Friday night. So he'll say two a Shabbos of Friday night Shabbos texts, which many of you will be familiar. Begin with the expression Ato Kidashto. Ta'o v'lo hispalo mincha b'Shabbos. He missed the Shabbos daytime mincha, which we mentioned before, ato echad v'shimcha echad. He missed that Shmona Esrei. Mispal b'moisoi Shabbos shtayim shel chol. He will say two weekday, Saturday night Shmona Esreis. The Saturday night Shmona Esrei, Moisoi Shabbos Shmona Esrei, is characterized by an additional paragraph. In the first weekday bracha, of the Atochone bracha, we add Atochonantano, which is known as Havdola in the Shmona Esrei. So here I have a person that's going to be saying two Motzoi Shabbos Shmona Esreis, Mavdil Borishon Veno Mavdil B'Shnia. he will say the Atochanan Tono, the Havdolah passage, the passage which enables one to distinguish between the passing of Shabbos and the entrance of the weekday. That's called Havdolah. So he mentions that paragraph in the first of the two Shmoneh Esreis, and not in the second one. And it's, we have to point out that when you're dealing with a makeup situation, so a person is davening two Shmoneh Esreis. The first Shmoneh Esrei is designed as the current Shmoneh Esrei, the time period that you're in right now. And the second one is the makeup for the one that you missed earlier. So makeup is always given a secondary position. The source continues, Vim Hivdil B'Shniyah V'lo Hivdil B'Rishonah, if he recited the Havdolah passage in the second Shmoneh Esrei and not in the first one, so Shniyah also lo, the second Shmoneh Esrei is what he'll get credit for, and V'Rishonah lo also lo, the first one that he said, namely the one that the first Shmoneh Esrei said, the one in this case that he did not have the Havdolah, is considered nothing. It has no value, because by saying the Havdolah in the second Shmoneh Esrei, you're demonstrating that that's your formal Ma'ariv, and the rule says that you don't put the makeup Shmoneh Esrei ahead of the current Shmoneh Esrei. And by his behavior here, he did that, and hence he gets no credit for the opening Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara asks, "Lemeimro de kevan de lo avdu b'kamaisa kamanda lo tzoli dom adrinalei." Are you suggesting that since he didn't say Havdolah in the first Shmoneh Esrei, it's as if he didn't daven and he has to make it up, which would mean he have to daven then a third Shmoneh Esrei? But in other words, by leaving out Havdolah, you get no credit? Is that what you're saying? V'rominu, we raise another source in contradiction. Ta'a v'lo hiskir. Now, we didn't use a crown marking around this, because this is not an example of someone missing a Shmoneh Esrei, but rather it's a detail within a Shmoneh Esrei. Ta'a v'lo hiskir. Gvurus kisham chisam. A person did not say the Mashiv haruach morina geshem in the Tchias HaMeisim Brocha, officially the second Brocha of the Shmoneh Esrei. Ushe'el Brichas HaShonim, he didn't mention V'sein Tal Umotar, where the passage where we request rain in the Brichas HaShonim Brocha. Machzirin also, these are essential sections, and their deletion generates the need to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, more importantly for us right now, Havdolah b'Chayin Anadoas, person who left out Havdolah in the Chayin Anadoas Brocha, he left out the Atochanan Tano paragraph, Ein Machsirin Oso, he doesn't have to make it up, Mitnei Shiyochol Oimro Al HaKais. Well, because it can be recited over the cup of wine, and which is what we are very familiar with, Havdolah that we make with a candle and spices, Habesomim, and a cup of wine, so that the deletion of the Shmone of the Atochonein is not something that causes a person to need to say Shmoneh Esrei again. The Gemara leaves this off as a kasha, is as a difficulty. The Meforshim point out it's not the type of question that would end with tiyufta, meaning a repudiation, but rather it's a difficulty. The Gemara doesn't give a resolution for it, but one could suggest a resolution for this seeming problem. As we alluded to before, while we were paraphrasing Rashi, and that is that there's one situation where a person simply skips the Atochanan Tano, and you're not dealing with a person in a makeup mode. He davened all his davenings. He davened Minchan Shabbos, it's now Motzei Shabbos, and he's davening Arvis, and he left out Atochanan Tano. That's what this most recent source talks about. We say someone like that doesn't have to make up the Shmoneh Esrei. The source before, where we saw the leaving out of the Atochanan Tano in the first Shmoneh Esrei, but recited specifically in the second Shmoneh Esrei, that's a worse case scenario, because in that case the man is demonstrating that he doesn't want the first Shmon Esrei to count as the Motsoi Shabbos Shmon Esrei, as the current Shmon Esrei. And by saying the Havdolah in the second one, you're saying to us that that's your current Shmon Esrei, and that's in violation of the rule of order, of sequence. And hence, that's a worst-case scenario. And under those circumstances, we'll tell you you don't get credit for the first Shmona Esrei whatsoever. And therefore, you will have to make that up. That having been said, that the Gemara itself doesn't present this as a resolution, but you will see this kind of talk, this kind of analysis in Meforshim. The Gemara continues with a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina and Rabbi Shmuel Levi. You can see their names are plainly emboldened or emphasized with a double underline. The Nosei Mivneh heading on the side of our Gemara features the double underline, and we've noted Shnei Deos, Tfilos Avos Tiknum, Tfilos Keneged Temidim Tiknum. One school of thought says that the Shmona Esreis that we have, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis, were established by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Ovis. And another school of thought says that the Tfilos were established in honor of the respective daily public sacrifices. The Tomet Shel Shachar, the Tomet Shel Ben Arabayim, and the Hector Chalom Evorim of Korbonus, the innards of Korbonus that are offered through the night. As we go on in the Gemara, we'll also notice diamonds, at which point the Gemara offers Mekoros L'chol Dea, sources for each one of these two reasons. The Gemara, Itmar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omar, Tfilos, Ovos, Tiknum. The Tfilos were established by our forefathers. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar, Tfilos, Keneged Temidim, Tiknum. The Tfilos were established in honor of the daily public sacrifices. Tanya Kavosi de Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara says we can show you a Tanaic source like or backing up Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. The Tanya Kavosi de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Tanya Kavosi de Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. And you can see as you scan ahead in this source with our markings, we've underlined Avram Tikein and Yitzchok Tikein and later Yaakov Tikein. Following each one of these expressions, you'll see the respective davening, Tfilas Shachris, Tfilas Mincha, and Tfilas Arvis. The Gemara says, Avram Tikein Tfilas Shachris, Shneemar. Avram established the morning davening, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayashkim Avram Baboikir Alamokim Asher Omad Sham. V'ein Amida, the word Omad, Amida, the word Amida is Ein Amida Elo Tfila. Interestingly, to this day, we refer to the Shmona Esrei as the Tfilas Amida. Shinemar, how do I know that Amida is associated with davening, with praying? Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Vayamud Pinchas Vayapaleo. So you have Vayamud together with Vayapaleo, indicating Tfila, davening. Yitzchok Tikein Tfilas Mincha. Shinemar, Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basada Lifnois Erev. In this pasuk, you see that Yitzchok went out lo suach basada ve'ein sicha ela tefila shenemar tefila lo'nu ki ya'atoif lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicha. So in this pasuk, you see tefila, and it says the impoverished man, the poor man, davens when he cloaks himself, and in front of Hashem he spills out his sicha, literally his talk. But in this context, you can see it's tefila. Yankiv Tikein Tfilas Arvis Shinemar Vayivga Bamokum Vayolin Sham. And the word Vayivga appears in this positive vein, Pegio Elo Tfilo Shinema Vyato Altispal Bad Ho'om Hazev Altiso Badom Rino Utfilo Vyaltifga B. And in this context, the posik that is featured here in Yirmiyo mentions Tfila, and in the context, Tifga is found also indicating that it too is an expression of prayer. So that you see in each one of the Ovos, they were occupied with prayer. And not only that, but the times are mentioned as well. V'tanyo kavosei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'pnei ma omru tfilas shachar ad chatzos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, just to remind ourselves, was the opinion that says that tfilos were established in honor of sacrifices. So, you have this Tanaic source indicating thusly. opening with the question of why is it said that Tefillas HaShachar, the Shachar is Shmoneh Esrei, goes until midday. Sherei Tomid Shel Shachar, and again with our markings we've underlined Tomid Shel Shachar, a few lines later Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim, later you see Avar Mufdorim, and finally Korban Shel Musafin. All of these are Korban references. So in answer to why the Shachar go till Chatzos, the source tells us Sherei Tomid Shel Shachar Korban Hulich Ad Chatzos, the morning daily public sacrifice could have been offered till noon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shos, Sherei Tomid Shel Shachar Korban Hulich Ad Arba Shos. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you have until the fourth hour of the day. Umipnei ma omru tefilas hamincha ad ha'erev, sharei tomid shel bein arbayim korv ha'olech ad ha'erev. The tefilas hamincha goes till sundown, and that is because the daily afternoon sacrifice could have been offered till sundown. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plag hamincha, sharei tomid shel bein arbayim korv ha'olech ad plag hamincha. Rabbi Yehuda says until this plag hamincha time, which ostensibly is earlier, it's an earlier time other than the Tanakam, otherwise they would be saying the same thing. It's got to be an earlier time, and the Gemara will prove that later. Goes till Plag HaMincha. Umipnei ma omru tfilas ho'erev ein lo keva. Why is tfilas ho'erev not bound by a specific time, which we take to mean that tfilas ho'erev means you have all night. Sharei Eivor Mufdorim Shalu Nisaklu Mibo Erev Kreivim V'Holchim Kol Laila. The innards of sacrifices offered during the day, which were not Nisaklu, which were not consumed on the Mizbeach before sundown, so they are offered throughout the night. They are placed on the fire of the Mizbeach throughout the night. Umitnei Ma'omru Shal Musafim Kol Yom. Why has it been said that you have all day to say the Musaf Shmona Esrei? Sharei korban shel musaf and korev kol hayom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheva shois. Sharei korban musaf korev holech ad sheva shois. Rabbi Yehuda has a much more restrictive approach time-wise to the korban musaf. He says it can be offered until the seventh hour of the day. V'eizohi mincha gedola. What is the time known as mincha gedola? And this has relevance to someone who wants to daven the mincha shmoneh esrei as early as he can. So, what is the earliest point that he could daven the Mincha Shmoneh Esrei, which has relevance? This is to Mincha Gedoyla, that time. And the answer to that is Mishay Shos Umechza Ulamala, from 6.5 hours of the day. Once again, the day beginning with 6 a.m. So you count from that. So you count 6 complete hours. You'll find yourself reaching 12 noon, and then another half hour. That's Sheish Shosu Mechza Ulamala, and from then on. V'ei Zohi Mincha Ketana. What is that time period called Mincha Ketana? The Rashi says Mincha Ketana Zman Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim B'chol Yom. The standard time on a daily basis, assuming no extenuating circumstances like Erev Pesach, which represents an extenuating circumstance, but a common weekday mincha time, which corresponds to the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, that is from Teisha Shos Umechza, and that's what the source says here, Miteisha Shos Umechza Lamala, and that would mean, from using our example, that would mean from 3:30 p.m. onwards. Ibai Elaho, the Gemara raises a question. Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda spoke about Ad Plag HaMincha, Plag Mincha Kama Komar or Plag Mincha Achroinu Komar? So we have to now get down to details. Plag, as we said earlier, meant half of Mincha. And the mincha spoken about here is what's called mincha ketana. So mincha ketana, we mentioned, is at 3:30 p.m., which is, we'll call, 9.5 hours of the day. From 3:30 p.m. till sundown at 6 p.m., you have 2.5 hours. Half of 2.5 hours is 1.25 hours. So there are two quarters that constitute mincha ketana. there are two plag haminchas. Plag is half of mincha ketana. Half of mincha ketana is an hour and a quarter. So one of those halves is from 3:30 till 4:45, an hour and a quarter, and the other is from 4:45 till 6 p.m. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said that mincha can be davened, can be prayed until plag hamincha. The Gemara is asking here, which plag hamincha did he have in mind? Until the first plag hamincha, the first half, or of the first half of mincha tana, or till the second half? Taking a look at Rashi, plag mincha achroina. Chalek es shnei shos u'mechson u'sorim b'yoyim. You take the 2.5 remaining hours of the day, starting from 3:30 p.m., split them in half. V'timtza plag achron shel mincha, the plag achron will be miyud aleph shoyis chosir revio lamala. The plag achron would be from 4:45 onwards. So Rabbi Yehuda, is he saying until the first plag or the second plag? The Gemara answers, Toshma desanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer, plag hamincha achrona omru. Until plag mincha achrona, we dashed underline that. Vehi yud alef shos choser revia. And that's 11 hours minus a quarter, say 10 and 3 quarters hours of the day. 10 and 3 quarters hours of the day gets you to what we call 4:45 p.m. So as far as this question is concerned, Tefillas HaMincha will go until the second Plag HaMincha, until 4:45 p.m. The Gemara asks, Neimo Tehevei Tiuftei de Rabbi Yossi Bar Bechina. Should we say that the Braisa that was brought in after the second diamond on the page, the Braisa that featured the Tefillos Keneged Temidim, is a repudiation of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina? So should we say that? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina being an Amora, so this entire Braisa represents a repudiation of his approach. He said, Filos Avos Tiknum. Omar Loch, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So he'll answer, Li Oilum Eim Aloch, Filos Avos Tiknum, that the authors or the founders of the respective Filos were the forefathers. And the Rabbonon later on came and attached each tefillah to a different sacrifice. If you don't accept this approach, that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina concedes that the Rabbonon attached the tefillahs to korbonos, well, tefillahs musaf Rabbi Yossi Chanina man tikna. What about the establishment of the musaf davening? If you glance back at the Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's source, there was no reference to Musaf. So who established that? Ela, Tfilos Ovos Tiknum, rather. Tfilos, the three basic daily Tfilos were established by the forefathers. Vasmechinu Rabbonon HaKorbonos, and the Rabbonon associated their Tfilos with the respective sacrifices, and when it came to Musaf, so there, we didn't have one of the Ovos establishing that. That was a prayer established exclusively in honor of the Korban Musaf. So even Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina will acknowledge that. The next piece of Gemara, we have a title for it on the side under the Nosei heading, Tfilas HaShachar Rebuta Ad Arba Shos. Rebuta says that the morning Shmon Esrei goes until the fourth hour of the day. Ad v'ad bichlal oy loy. Is it up till and including the fourth hour of the day? Which would mean that you can say the Shmon Esrei of Shacharis until 10 a.m. Or ad v'lo ad bichlal means until the fourth hour, but not including the fourth hour. And the fourth hour begins at 9 a.m. We have a little chart to help in seeing what the clock times are relative to the number of hour of the day. So that is the question that the Gemara will open up with. We'll read the first few lines of the question, but we'll have to, as part of our Daf Yomi style shir, pick up with this particular question next time as well, because this particular discussion is a rather long discussion, continuing down quite a bit of Chof Zayin Amar Aleph. So we'll just open the question, and Amir Hashem pick up with this next time. Ibayaloho, the Gemara asks, Ad v'ad bichlal, oidilmo ad v'lo ad bichlal. When Rabbi Yehuda says until the fourth hour, is it until and including the fourth hour, or up till, but just up till, not including the fourth hour? Toshma, in an attempt to resolve this, the Gemara says, look at the following source. This source is not dealing with the morning, but it's dealing with Tfilas Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Plag HaMincha. He says that the Mincha davening goes until. So you see the word, the use of the word Ad. E Amris Bishlamo Ad Velo Ad Bichlal. If you say that the word Ad, whenever he uses it, is up till and not including, so Hainu Deiko Bein Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbanan. Then when, after working, of course, with the assumption that Rabbi Yehuda, as he said before, that Plag HaMincha meant the second Plag HaMincha, he would mean up till, but not including the time of the seventh, of the second Plag HaMincha. So he will tell you until 4:45, until and not including the entire second half, the second Plag HaMincha. That will make Rabbi Yehuda saying till 4:45, and the Rabbanan said Ado Erev until 6 p.m. And then I see a difference, and there has to be a difference because they're two opinions in the same source. They must be arguing with one another. Eloi Amris Ad Ad Bichlal. If you're going to say that the use of the word Ad, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, is up till and including, so then Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Rabbanan. It will then come out that the Rabbi Yehuda, with regard to Mincha time, is saying the same thing as the Rabbanan. According to both of them, it will be until 6 p.m. And that cannot be. So at this point in the Gemara, we're going to be working with the assumption that it's Ad Velo Ad Bichlal. You'll notice that we have a marking on the in the margin under our Mivneh heading, with the two triangles, one pointing up, one pointing down. This is Lahokel Al-Makav Adiyun. This is to make it easier to follow the Gemara discussion. Mi Amrinon Ad V'Ad Bichlal Oy Loy. Do we say up till and including or not? So at this point in the Gemara, we're saying it's better to say V'Lo Ad Bichlal. On Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, you'll see the inverted triangle indicating that it's better to say Ad V'Ad Bichlal. With that, we conclude our Shiur for today.